Moncrief on News Talk.
There's another court case where one musical artist is suing another for allegedly copying their work. This time, Miley Cyrus and others are being sued. The allegation that her song Flowers is similar to the Bruno Mars track When I Was Your Man. But there are only so many notes and so many keys. If you record something that sounds like another song, is there any way of checking? Philip McGee is an Irish music producer. Afternoon, Philip.
Hello, Sean. How are you? Well,
not too bad. Now, we should point out that Bruno Mars isn't doing the suing here. It's just some company that owns the rights to that particular song.
Yeah, it's the modern way that, you know, these investment companies own the rights of people's music. So it's actually the investment company and not a record label or Bruno Mars that are suing Miley in this case.
Yeah. When you're in the studio, is that even a factor? Are you even thinking, does that sound a bit like something?
No, not when you're creating or writing a song. It might happen. You come back from lunch and have a listen back and go, oh, God, we've done it again. We've done it again. So you tend not to think about it. It's when you're kind of finished the process and you're kind of sharing it with the label or friends or your mom and dad or whoever. And they kind of go, God, that sounds like Joe Dolan. What did you do there? And you go back to the drawing board. So you kind of have that kind of way of looking at it. But there's no real analytical, because if you're constantly worried that you're copying, you're in trouble. You know, yeah. So you just have to kind of go with it. And as you kind of alluded to, there's only 12 notes out there. You know, things have been done. You know, it's a homage to what we've loved. So you're just kind of reproducing stuff that you love to your algorithm of creating music.
Yeah. Though I imagine, though, if somebody is saying to somebody else in the studio, could you play the guitar this way? And they might have a reference. They might say, could you do it in the way so-and-so played the guitar?
100%.
So those references are there.
Well, like pop music is so unoriginal. And I don't mean that in the slightest. Like, you're constantly referencing pieces. But what you're trying to do is reference parts that haven't been glued together before. That's what you're really kind of looking for. You know, you might have a brass line or a rhythm. You might have a Cuban rhythm. Yes, it's kind of a pop song. And you're referencing whoever, Bruno Mars and Bruno Vesta Social Club in the same case. And hopefully that mixture hasn't been made before. But songs are going to sound similar at times. There's going to be the same chord progressions, similar melodies. I think it just gets a bit sticky, you know, if the lyric is similar, same tempo, same key, same melody, you know, same genre, then you're looking for trouble. You know, that's when things are going to come knocking on your door.
Okay, so can it be that the amount of if people are using different ingredients, the same essential ingredients, if you use the same amount of ingredients, if you use 60% the same ingredients as another song, you're in trouble. But if you only use 20%, then you're probably all right. And I don't mean
then
that people are deliberately copying, but that it's just happenstance.
But it's also feel, you know, that whole magical feel and groove of how it is. Sometimes you might have the same chord, same tempo, same key, but it sounds completely different to another song.
Yeah.
Because it feels differently. Different intention, especially with the lyrics and whatever the mood is, or if the singer is screaming or being soft or jazzy, you know, then you know it's a completely different intention. It's not trying to rip off any idea. It's just so like a coincidence that all these elements are the same.
Yeah. So in the process, if you like, has it happened in your experience that an artist has recorded something, everybody's happy with it, and then it kind of goes up the line to the record company and the record company says, hang on a minute, or is it the music publisher who says, hopefully we
stop it before it gets even out of the room?
Yes.
And we kind of know. But one thing that happened was before, we heard a song on radio with an artist I work with. And the song sounded very suspiciously close to a song we did. And I was like, oh God, what's going on here? So we got onto the record label and they're like, yeah, that's very, very similar. Then 2 days later, we heard back from the publisher. And in fact, we actually the artist I worked with wrote that song and they didn't like it. So another artist picked it up. It was too close to one of their own popular songs. So they nearly sued themselves.
Okay, so they'd even forgotten they'd written this song.
Oh, they forgot. You know, it's too close to one of their popular songs. So
they must be doing well for themselves.
If they're rock and roll.
If they're getting royalties from songs they can't remember.
Nothing.
It's a bit depressing, though, in that, because these kind of cases seem to be happening with increasing regularity.
And they're going to happen quite frequently now. I think the problem is it's an investment fund that has bought publishing. We've heard news stories over the last 4 or 5 years of, you know, Bruce Springsteen getting €1 billion or whatever for buying his catalogue, as they call it. So these aren't bought by record companies per se. They're bought by investment firms as a good investment for whatever they're, you know, whatever they have for their clients. So the issue is if somebody encroaches anywhere near that song, they're going to be on you so quick compared to an artist or a record label. It's like someone, you know, building on your front garden, they feel. You know, it's their land, it's their ownership, their intellectual property. But there's a lot of subtleties and minutiae with music. You know, there's going to be grey area. So it can't be just black and white. So the more these investment companies are going to be suing artists, the bigger trouble is going to be for music and creation. So something's going to blow up and kind of end this, hopefully, in the future. Because the same, look at Miley Cyrus and Bruno Mars. I don't think publicly they've, in the past, have said there's any issue with how close some of these things are, because obviously Miley Cyrus's song is like a response to the Bruno Mars song. So it's more tongue-in-cheek. It's a bit cheeky. So there's a good chance Miley Cyrus got a text of Bruno Mars and said, what you think? And he gave a thumbs up, but he doesn't own it. Well, he doesn't own it 100%. It was one of his collaborators called Philip Lawrence, who's that guy that stands beside Bruno Mars dancing with glasses. He's a cool dude who co-writes the songs. He sold off his publishing 3-4 years ago to a big firm, and it's that firm who are suing Miley Cyrus and her co-writers.
My word. Philip, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the Irish music producer Philip McGee there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.